trying to get the show on the road. From the first time I heard that I had a rocket launcher, I've been a fan. Please welcome from Canada, Bruce Coburn and Ireland's finest, Coy Mance and Carol Hannah.
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Hello, Daddy.
Nice to be here with you. Nice to be anywhere, to be honest. We were having a chat in the lift on the way down as to who should start first. We were thinking it might be good if all three of us started at the same time with different songs. Just to make it interesting. Ken would love that. He likes his free jazz, you know. But here we go. Here's how we're going to start. I'm going to start because I'm the cheekiest bastard on the stage. I want to get it out of the way. The right thing to start with or not, so I'm sure this night's going to be a mixture of all kinds of songs, being that it's a songs in the round type of night. But here's how we're going to start anyway. We're going to get you singing. How do you feel about that? I don't even know if this song's good or not, to be honest with you, but when I sing it, it makes me feel happy. Here's what you got to sing. Feel good. Simple as that. My feet feel good. Are you singing? My feet feel good. My feet feel good. Alright. Get out your bare feet tonight. We'll dance by fire till
my head's not heavy.
everybody gets their day in the sunshine. And this is my day, I have to say. I'm completely knocked out by this situation, this surreal situation of sitting beside this man here, Bruce Coleman. Anybody who knows me knows, you know, I've been a lifelong fan. And tonight I feel a wee bit like a 10-year-old boy who loves football and that's his whole life, you know. And he's playing with Lionel Messi. I was thinking about Samuel earlier on, and I thought, well, the age thing doesn't really work, so it's kind of like playing with Pelle.
Football!
And we're talking about soccer here, but and the good thing is that Bruce is still knocking them in for fun. He's still scoring goals. The time heals all wounds almost, and closes chapters. Not yet forgiven, I've marked not yet, and I'm still learning what it is to forget. And making sense of this painful breath, should I put the clock back before the time that we met, or when I let my heart turn to dust? And an anger I do holds right through your ghost. Looking back, it's easy to be wise, almost as if I see it through someone else's eyes. And time heals, and life goes on, almost. Should I erase the time you put our fire out almost? A year when I lived with only embers and smoke. Set aside the desire, feels like I clear your debt. And I'm not sure that I can let that go just yet. But looking back, it's easy to be wise. No. Almost as if I see it through someone else's eyes. Time heals and life goes on, almost there. Looking back, it's easy to be wise. No. Someone else's eyes, and time heals. Oh, and life goes on. Almost.
rain in the street, life flows like blood. I can just taste salt on the human wind. Here comes that gasoline, spreading hungry rainbow over shiny black dark. I'm blown like smoke and blind as wind, except for when your love breaks in. Maybe to those who love is given sight to pierce the wall of seeming night, to know it pure beyond all.
The same in me. She's a driving girl with a name
rain and the heat of summer. Soaked and dripping, I fall into the rest. She quietly walks along with Jesus, and she speaks soft, I think I saw it smile. Well, down so pathetic, she lifts me in her sympathetic eyes. She's an ordinary girl, she gets by as well as rare. She ain't cool, she ain't part all the same. And if this seems dumb, then pass on back and take a closer look, and you will see that she's a dying girl to me.
Some trepidation, figuring it was going to end in a less friendly way. I'm glad I said the hug was a good idea. I didn't want to say less congenial things to people. I'm addressing them after a show.
You found a love coming through your door.
I guess I did. I got to.
Thank you. Not a night so familiar, you can hear that night train passing. That's the sound somebody makes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. A prisoner only of the choices they've made. Night train. Night train. Ice cube in the dark three times like starlight. The moon is floating somewhere out in the sea. I'm an island in the blur of noise and color. Alcatraz, St. Helena, Patmos, and the Shadow Deep. Night train. Night train. And everyone's in an island against the sand. A temporary refuge where somebody else can stand. Till the sea that binds us like the force tide of a blood oath. We'll wear it down, dissolve it, recombine effort, though it goes against the grain. And the ultimate forgetfulness of violence sweeps the landscape like the headline of a train. Night train. Night train. Dark drink shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark air. And the mind I won't down along the steel trap. Fixing every shadow with its stare. Night train. And in the absence of a vision, there are nightmares. And in the absence of compassion, there is cancer, whose banner waves over palaces and mean streets. And the rhythm of the night train is a mantra. Yeah, 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 yeah. No!
Well, if there's one thing that I know, it is the two shades of hope. One, the enlightening soul, but the other is more like a hangman's rope. Yeah, it's true. Not that despair is the old time, baby, hope deals the hardest blows. There was once someone I loved, and his heart overflowed. Thank you. people think that they're safe, cause the cancer that's eating into them, and the only way that they can win is by the healing of somebody's hands on their skin and praying. But when the cancer does not go, surely hope that the heart is closed. Well, now all these truths are so wrong, with foundations below them, they were dug out in the winter's cold, and the world stole thy young and prayed on the old. Hope deals in the harvest goes. Yet I cannot help myself but hope. And I guess that's why love hurts, heartache stings, despair is still the word, and despair is everything. Oh, hope deals in the heart as blows, my dear. The hardest hope deals, the hardest blows.
This next song is, it's a song that I co-wrote with Olive Broder, which is written up by Dan Astor, the wonderful lyricist. And it's an amazing story because when I wrote the song, we kind of left it, it didn't go anywhere, and I lost it. And I couldn't find it. Before I was around the house last night, we were trying to go through stuff, but you know, what I'd do tonight. He says, why don't you do that song with the North Star? He says, what song with the North Star? He says, you know what? And he has an amazing memory. It's incredible with the kind of stuff, the shit that he can remember. So he said, I said, yeah, well, what did I do? Did I ever record that? And I remembered that I had recorded it with a friend who's here tonight, Clive Wills. And so I texted him and I said, got this, he said, no, well, it's at my mom's house in this barn, so they're refueling it, you know. So anyway, I got up this morning and they had sent it to me on an email, so this is a song called North Star. The loneliness of feeling lost in the middle of the night. It's hard not to know a star, but it's too cold to stand outside. We're still searching, it's all up for the place where journeys start. Show me the North Star and I'll follow your heart. Mm-hmm.
listen to what you're saying, and I heard what's not being said. The cold clothes of our days and that music in your head. Nowhere in all these phrases is a simple direction start. Get your bearings from the North Star and I'll follow your heart. Crossroads on a road that you are on. The map shows four directions, but the North Star only one. There's rags and worry, but the spring where all things start. Ride your course by the North Star.
This girl on her hands and knees and know what you guys are talking about. I was thinking, the songs are alright, but I want some of that. That's what I'm like.
There's a song that was born in New York City.
Rumors are holding.
what humans can be. And in that distance, some tension's born. Energy surging like a storm. Here comes your hand in. You brought in the dice boards. Beneath it shining like gold.
Songwriter things is that you never get into a flow of a set because you end up just listening to what other people are doing, and then it comes to your chance and you think, I have no idea what to play.
Just be the song. Hold on, oh my God.
when you run far from my eye, then I will come in dead of night. But I won't speak till
places now since Mexico. drink coffee at the Pistols and Marco. A real guard, we thirsty and eat them. Guess what we drank? We drank, we drank, we drank, we drank, we drank, we drank. Oh yeah, oh yeah, we drank. Yeah, the fountain.
Too cheerful here.
Sunset is an angel weeping, holding out a bloody sword. No matter how I squint, I cannot make out what it's pointing toward. Sometimes you feel like you move too long. Days drip slowly on the page. You catch yourself catching the pain, pacing high. You catch yourself is in the cage. I've proven who I am so many times. The magnetic strips worn thin, and each time I'm with someone else. And everyone was taken. Powers chatter in high places, stir up eddies in the dust of rage. Set me to pace in the cage. I never knew what you all wanted, so I gave you everything. All that I could pillage, all the spells that I could sing. It's as if the thing were written in the constitution of the age. Sooner or later, we'll wind up pacing the cage. Sometimes the best map will not guide you. You can't see what's round the bend.
Sometimes the road leads through dark places. Sometimes the darkness is your friend. Today these eyes can reach that land for the coming of the outbound stage. Facing the cage, facing the cage.
You know what? I only ever heard of Bruce cover. Ken used to cover that song, Bruce. It was the first time I heard it. Do you know what, Ken? I love you, but don't do it after that. Good Lord Almighty. That's a tune, brother. Tune. I'm gonna have to sing something pissing out of it. You know what? I wonder could I do that. I wrote a song called The Menu Song when I was single for a very brief time. What he said for it was fucking great. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. No, I'm not gonna sing The Menu Song after that. I don't know what to do after that. We listen, I'm not going to lie to you, brother. I'm going to play what I want to play.
Yeah.
That's the whole joy of this. That's the whole joy of this night. But thank you for the. That's very beautiful of you. But none of them were remotely interesting.
Be like that.
If you've ever been to one of the gigs before, you probably know this story, but I'd like to tell Bruce. See, this is a song about, I moved to London for a while, Bruce. And I was there, and I sent my daughter to one of these private schools. And it cost me a fortune, which is why she's still not at that private school. But the thing was, all the people that were there were like kind of like middle class, stroke upper class. And then there was me. But I was trying to fit in, and I had them all around for a barbecue. And I was trying to fit in as best I could, and, you know, my wife at the time. She said, "Now you be on your best behavior." And I said, "Absolutely, I will. I won't drink until after 12. But I had a wee drink at 9:30 with a guy called Stefan. And to cut a long story short, Bruce, I was doing my best. I thought I was doing really good with all these folks. But after 9:30, I started to drink a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. And the next thing I knew, I woke up at 9:30 the next morning in the neighbor's car, covered in glass, wearing nothing but a sombrero and flippers. And the neighbor didn't even have a pill, Bruce. I don't know what the flippers were for. And it was at that point that I heard my father's advice. My father, who was a preacher, heard his advice. And here's what he said to me.
You gotta work
Please don't judge me. Is that a good key for you, Chris?
Take your rest with me.
why I didn't make the words for that song. I needed them for all my own song.
I can't tell you what a surreal rush that is. to play along with that. It was absolutely lovely. Thanks for doing it. Well, near the end of this exercise.
This exercise here will be this exercise. Where would you like to finish it?
Well, it depends on it makes a difference what song that's
Well, we'll probably, should we say, we'll
do another round?
Yeah. Are we all right, probably? You guys all right for one more round?
Here comes the helicopter, second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they murdered, only God can say. I'd make somebody pay. I don't believe in guarded borders, and I don't believe in hate. I don't believe in generals or their stinking torture state. And when I talk with the survivors of things too sickening to relate, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would retaliate. Thank you.
but at least I've got to try. Every time I think about it, water rises to my eyes. Situation desperate, echoes of the victim's cry. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, some son of a bitch would die.
This stage for I'm not gonna leave until the end of the night. I'll tell you why. Like you folks are here for the night, and I'm sure you've got all your reasons. About mainly Bruce, I would imagine 99% of you are here for Bruce, and rightly so. But when I found out about tonight, I was hugely excited because I kind of learned a lot about singing from Big Ken here, and it was him that introduced me to Bruce. So this is kind of like sitting with two heroes, really. It really, I know. I'm genuine. Like Rosie, you'd be going, oh, soppy bastard. But that's just the truth. I remember the night Ken and I were sitting outside my house on 257 Collinsbrook Avenue, and I said to Ken, he was saying, oh, I need a PA. I don't know what I'm going to do for a PA on such and such a night. And I said, well, you can use mine. He said, oh, really? That's really kind of you. I said, that's not kind at all, man. It's just, that's what friends are for. And he said, that reminds me. Close the door. And he put on, do you guys have Bruce's record? Is it Breakfast in Timbuktu and Dinner in Barcelona? What is it?
Breakfast in New Orleans, Dinner in Timbuktu.
That's the one. That's what I knew. That's what I knew it was. I was just testing you. He put that record on and he played, isn't that what friends are for? And embarrassingly, at like whatever I was at that stage, what, 23, 24 or something, that was the first time I'd heard of Bruce Cockburn. Up until then, he was Bruce Cockburn. That was the first I'd heard of him. But I was so inspired by it. I was so inspired by both of these guys on the stage. And I was listening to a lot of Bruce. I'm not going to lie, I wasn't listening to much of Ken at the time. I was listening to a lot of Bruce and a lot of Paul Brady when I started getting the down tuning and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, anyway, listen, this is going to be my last song of the evening. Then we're going to hand on to the, yeah, well, listen, that's just the way it is. Get used to it. But it's been a genuine joy to be with you both on this stage. It's been beautiful.
Likewise.
Well, you would say that anyway, let's face it, really, because you're a nice Canadian man. Likewise, man.
We're not traditionally polite, but I mean it.
Oh, thank you.
She came in from the cool. Dropped her luggage bags at the concierge in the eye. Said, I need a room for the night. But I don't got no money. Would you take payment in kind? He said, it's all right. I got a room here you can share mine. Make the bed in the morning. I'll do fine. You can change in the bathroom. Hang your clothes on the line. But till you came to her eyes, she thought, how could he be so kind? How could he be so kind? How could he be so kind? spirit act of kindness. Consider it an indiscriminate act of kindness. Consider it an indiscriminate act of kindness. She was cold turkey, he was holding her hand. She said, I was ruined by my. This was never in my plan. I dreamed of men in love. Together we'd see the world. Somehow I lost myself among the insults they heard. I'm sure you're a wonderful one. And someday there will surely be someone. So just relax now. It's important that you're calm. She said, how is it you can see past me as I am? Consider it an indiscriminate act of kindness. Consider it an indiscriminate act of kindness. Consider it an indiscriminate act of kindness.
Let me extend that great joy about being on stage to Foy as well. Thank you, Foy. I don't have really a big closing song, you know, but...
Yes, you do.
No, I don't want to play it because it's too darn big. It's a good song for another time. I was going to play a shit song which would probably make everybody happy then. Maybe a bit more guitar, John, Chris. B flat, boys. This is for Mike. Oh, come on over my face. Come on over, it's a wine, women, and songs. Won't stay over till it's burning. Come on over to my place. You know the more that you live, the less that you die. Oh, come on over to my place. And if we run out of lights, we'll stand by out on the cool stage. Gonna stay up till it's high. Oh, come on over to my place. You know the more that you live, the less that you cry. This is a song I used to close shows with back and before these guys, for sure before these guys were born. And it lay dormant for a really long time, for decades, and then it sort of came back. And it suits for an occasion like this more than it suits a solo performance. But. Thank you.
rocky shore grown soft with moss, catches all our laughter and sends it back without.